Team Legal Shield conference call. We got a fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. You know, what an exciting time to be on the More Success team and in Legal Shield. You know, our company, we just keep breaking record after record after record, and I just want to congratulate everyone on the More Success team for making February an absolutely phenomenal month for the team and organization. You guys are doing a remarkable job. You know, it's we are just started in convention month. You know, convention will be was literally right around the corner. Looking forward to seeing so many of you guys make the journey to Oklahoma City and hopefully have an opportunity to come and visit and tour.
First and foremost, you know, when you start, you start at the lowest level of entrance, of interest rather, where you just want to make a little bit of money here and there. You're really just involved for the social aspects of this business. You're not really trying to do much. You're not trying to make a living. You're not trying to save a whole bunch of lives, but you really enjoy the briefings. You really enjoy being around sharp people, smart people, amazing people. And being around these people excites you and make you feel better about you, right? You like the social aspect of what we do in Legal Shield. And you may make a little bit of money here and there, but that's not really your focus. That's the lowest level. And when I say low, I don't mean it as far as less important. I mean it as far as just income generation, right? That's the first level. You're really just here for the social aspect, right? And then we have individuals that's here to pay a couple bills. You want to make a few hundred dollars a week. See, that's a different commitment level. See, if the first level doesn't come to every briefing, it's not really a big deal. It's really just a social event for them anyway. You know, you don't really depend on those numbers, right? Your life and your bills are squared away from other resources. It's really about the energy. But if you want to pay a few bills, then you got to show up a little bit more. You got to be a little bit more decisive. You got to be a little bit more intentional about how you make things happen with your business. And you got to do it on purpose, right? To a degree. But you still don't have to do everything. You're just paying a couple bills here and there, not really a big thing. And then you got another level. The other level is where you're not just trying to pay a couple bills, but you're trying to grow as a person and eventually make some serious part-time money. What do I mean? What's part-time money? Extra grand, $1,500 a month consistently. That's level three. An extra grand, $1,500 consistently. That could be really helpful. See, that's where I was. That's what I wanted when I joined the business. I was working 80 hours a week as a mental and behavioral health counselor. I was full-time in grad school and tried to get a poetry group off the ground in the middle of the night. And so I needed something to help me make that a reality. And an extra $1,000, $1,500 can help me take, you know, work a few less hours, right? And that's what I wanted to do. So I knew I needed to be at the briefing every week. If you want anything consistent in Legal Shield, then you have to be consistent with your activities. So I had to be at the briefing every week. I had to do consistent conference calls, three-way calls, right? Be on calls like this. And I definitely had to go to the convention because there's no way to expect consistent money without going to see and be around all of the success that this company has to offer. The information is great, but the way that it builds your belief is even greater. That's what's the most important aspect. Being able to be at the convention and see the people having the consistent success that you want, to make 10 times what you're actually interested in making, it makes you believe that you can make the $1,000 a month when you meet people that are making $10,000 a month. It feels doable for you. It makes it real for you. It increases the belief. But there's another level, people that want to make full-time money. Right? I think that's level four. People that want to make that full-time money, right? And full-time money, you're talking about 50 grand a year or so, right? That extra 50 grand a year or so is, man, that's life-changing. When you can make full-time money but put in part-time hours, that's an amazing thing, right? And obviously that takes not just you being consistent and showing up. Now you're starting to get a small group of people to do the same thing. So you're the leader of a small group. You're a small group leader at that point. You're in a small group to do these consistent things. Show up to briefings, yours or around the country. Show up to the Super Saturday. Do three-way calls. Show up to the big event. How many people do you got coming to the big event, right? So those numbers, being a leader of a small group, can help lead you to that $50,000 mark. Now, the next level is making great money in the business. Making great money in the business. What's great money in the business? I'm talking about six figures and beyond. Right? Six figures and beyond, right? Let's say six figures to 250 or so, right? So now you're making really, really good money, right? You're doing it from home. You got that lifestyle, which is amazing, right? You're just doing some great things. Now you're the leader of a large group. You're the leader of a large group at this level. I believe this may be level five. You're the leader of a large group at this level. You got a lot of people going to convention. You got to actually work on your own breakouts, maybe. You got to work on your own lunch and eating scenarios at the convention, right? This goal is phenomenal, right? This goal is absolutely not just change your life, but change the lives of your children and your children's children. This is an amazing position to be. But then you got the last level. The last level is the level of legend. That's when you're not just leading a large group, you're leading a large group of leaders. You're leading a large group of leaders. And now that you're leading a large group of leaders, they're leading their own large groups. Now you're creating systems in your organization. You may have a team name at this point. Now you're the person that the leaders, the speakers, that travel the country for Super Saturdays, they come to you for guidance. They come to you because you don't become a legend overnight. Getting to the legend level is more than money. It's about longevity. It's about being involved in this thing through the ups, the downs, and the lefts and the rights, being involved through the buyouts, being involved when the company changes programs or systems or rules in a contest. See, legends, right? Actually, from level three upward, you don't get to get totally blown out of the water because of a contest, because of a performance club trip, because of these different things. And it's about understanding these different aspects of the business and deciding where do you want to be. So that's my question to you. Where do you want to be in this business? At what level are you interested in being a leader in your Legal Shield business? Not for Legal Shield, not for your upline, not for your downline, but for you. What's important to you? What do you just want to do it socially? Do you want to pay a bill or two? Right? Do you want to hit that next level of paying bills consistently? That 50 grand mark, hit that 100 grand and beyond mark, or become a legend in the business? Once you decide the level you want, it's important for your activity to match your goals. So do you want the $50,000 ring per se, right? For example, are you doing the activity necessary to make that happen? Are you working on your business every day? Are you doing personal development daily, consistently? Are you avoiding drama and pettiness and having a good attitude? Are you wrapped up in the politics of the world and the negativity that goes along with that? Or are you focused on the goodness of humanity and how we all have more in common than we have different? All of that is going to affect your ability to build a big organization. So does your activity match your goals? Does your activity match your goals? Are your goals yours or are they someone else's? Are your goals yours or are your goals someone else's? Have you had an honest conversation with yourself? Because we can lie to everyone else. But lying to ourselves is impossible for a long period of time. Eventually, we got to be truthful. We got to be honest. So I'm sure everyone on this line, if you're on this line, I'm sure you're already goal of level three or up, right? you at least want to pay a few bills, level two or up, then you know that this convention is the convention that's going to give you what you need to change your life. This, the next convention, right? Next week in Oklahoma City is going to give you what you need to get to the goal that you may have. And that goal is not executive director. It's not about a ring. It's about what you do with the money. It's about creating the legacy that you want to create. It's about having a lifestyle that you feel you deserve and the people around you deserve. And when you recognize and you realize that, then you will be willing to do what it takes to go to the next level. Because we know the systems. We know the promotions, right? The advanced managers, the extra bonuses, performance club, get the trips. We understand all of that. But none of that means anything if your attitude isn't right. If your mind isn't on the right path, right? If you're not focused the way you need to be and should be. None of that, those details matter. You can master all of the nuances of leadership, but if you don't master yourself, it's irrelevant. So my question to you is, are you mastering yourself? Have you mastered yourself? Mr. Moore, thank you so much for having me online, and I really hope that I've given your team some things to think about, some things to consider, and I really, really hope that I've given your team a reason to commit to this convention next week, because that's where they're going to find their golden ticket. If I may use a Willy Wonka reference, that's where they're going to find their golden ticket to take their life to the next level. Mr. Moore, I turn the call back over to you.
Well, Mr. Branch, I appreciate you being on, and I will tell you this, Mr. Ken Moore loved Mr. Harold Branch. He always He always spoke very highly of you, and he always enjoyed it when you'd get on and talk. He said that man speaks from his heart, and he could always relate to those people.
Yes, sir.
I've actually got several of our Millionaire Club members on tonight. Maybe we could get them to ask you a question or two. Would that be okay?
It'd be an honor, of course.
Right. Well, let's go out to the state of Arizona and to Miss Linda Bowden, Millionaire Club member. Linda, are you on?
Hi, and it's always so good to hear from Harold Branch. And Harold, I'd like to know what it is that you do, because you are always up. Do you ever have a down moment? You're always up, and that's so refreshing and so wonderful. I know you don't listen to the news because you're always up.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's such a joy to listen to you. And you know what? How about this? You talked about going to the conference, and we all know how life-changing it is, and there's so many wonderful stories of things that people had to do just to get to the conference. And it wasn't always comfortable, but once they got there, their world changed. What maybe a few suggestions and maybe things that people could do before they go to the conference? How can people get themselves, say, organized in their minds or different things that they can do to get themselves to the conference?
Yeah, great question. Absolutely, absolutely. And let me say, I'm not always up. However, I'm a father, right? So if I'm sick and then my kids get sick, I'm not sick no more, right? I don't get to be sick when they're sick. I got to take care of the kids. And that's how I feel about this business. So I keep my energy where it needs to be, and I don't allow the news to influence my spirit. And if I feel it influencing, I stop checking it out. I get out of the way, right? So you got to know yourself. When it comes to the convention, yeah, right? When
yeah, that's
it comes to the convention,
in itself. Thank you.
You got to know yourself, right? When it comes to the convention and what you could do beforehand to prepare, number one is organize what you want from it. Right? Don't walk into it blind. What do you want to get from it? And be determined to get that. The convention, act like the convention has something of yours and you're coming to get it. You know what? I'm coming to the convention to find out what I need to become an executive director. They have it, it's mine, and I'm coming to get it. When you go with that level of determination, you don't sit in the hallways. You don't hang outside. You get all the nuggets. You talk to all the leaders that you can. You go through those steps to make sure that's a reality. Also, plan your days. Don't leave it to the last minute. So plan your days. Who are you going to stay with? And it could be uncomfortable, but choose and decide to have a great attitude. Hey, if you're going to stay in a room with like five people to cut down costs, That's fun. It's like a slumber party for adults. It'll be great. You got to have that attitude. Not, oh, my God, it's going to be so uncomfortable. I can't believe that I don't travel without money. Just see it as an experience. You're not going to die, right? No, you're not going to die. Your attitude is what's going to determine what you get from this thing. And if you're determined to get what you need, you will get exactly what you need. So that will allow you to be excited, even though it's probably rough getting there and making it work. Does that help, Ms. Bowden?
Absolutely. And what about maybe, absolutely, because that is really important, is get your mind right, maybe anticipating having a great time, which you just mentioned.
Of course.
And then maybe bringing some, and these are things that, you know, I would never have known, absolutely would not. I would have gone totally unprepared. I would have had a blast, but I would have been totally unprepared. What about, like, bringing, like, a journal or a notebook? I mean,
Absolutely. Yeah. You got to be ready to take notes. So if we think about it from that aspect, wear comfortable shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to be doing a lot of walking. Very important. Don't worry. There's no guests there. So you don't got to worry about being super dressed up or anything. Right? Be comfortable. Mm-hmm. Be professional. But be comfortable. Very important. Make sure to have a notebook and at least two pens. Always expect your first pen to run out. Always expect your first pen to run out, right? I'm not sure how they're doing, if they're allowing snacks in, you know, in your, you know, little granola bars and things like that. Check that out there. But if they are allowing that, then when you get there, go ahead and go to the store and pick up some granola bars, some different things like that, just in case you get hungry throughout the day and you need to nibble something, you don't want to walk out and leave that there, right? Super important. And get some sleep. So you're not exhausted during the event itself. And because of the way it's structured these days, go ahead and register for the different breakout sessions that you're going to be at. Register for those different breakout sessions. That's what's going to take you over top.
Thank you. Good wisdom.
You're
for
welcome.
Everybody.
All right. Of course. Thank you.
All right. Let's go out to the state of Idaho and the $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damien Sheever. Damien, do you got a question?
I do. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Sure can.
Well, Mr. Branch, my brother, I totally appreciate you being on the call tonight. And it's funny to hear you talk about snacks because that's how we met.
That's right? How we met.
And I
You've been friends ever since.
But I had a question tonight because you were talking about, you know, a lot of the systeming and, you know, making sure that you're plugged in, utilizing the system. You may not have said those words, but that's really what we talked about.
Of course.
But it's the consistency that creates the success, that creates the magic.
Exactly.
And some people, I feel like, sorry, that's my radar detector. Some people, you know, I can look at them or you can look at them, and we know that they are so close, but they have trouble creating the consistency. I was wondering if there was, you know, a book or some advice that you may have received at some point or an experience that you had that either helped you or maybe someone close to you on your team or that you mentored to be able to create that consistency that,
you know, the consistency becomes a problem when you don't believe that consistency will actually help, right? So we do what we believe in. If we don't believe that consistency will actually get it done, we challenge with that. So I would, if you're challenged with consistency, I encourage you to read a book called Failing Forward by John C. Maxwell. So you could see how so many people was failing, but they stayed consistent and they didn't take those initial failures as the definition of their entire career. And that allowed them to keep doing the thing long enough to get the fruit, to get the success that they was looking for. Consistency is a challenge. You ask anybody that tried to get in shape before, right? It's a challenge. It's a challenge to do the same thing over and over and over again. It becomes mundane. It becomes boring. But if we fall in love with the boring system, we could live exciting lives. We could live exciting lives if we're willing to fall in love with the boring system. But believing that the consistency will actually help That's the key, because then you will naturally want to do the thing, even if it's painful and unpleasant, you will still want to do it because you believe in the outcome of that very thing. So get your belief up, speak to successful people in this business, and don't talk to unsuccessful, negative people in this business, because they will pull you down and make you question your belief. And for a book, Failing Forward would be absolutely perfect for that.
Sir, thank you so much for that, for all of tonight. Appreciate you, sir. Back to you here tomorrow.
All right. Thank
you. My pleasure. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Let's try one more Millionaire Club member in the state of Oklahoma. Someone's a good friend of yours. Maybe that would be Mr. Harold Pinson. Harold, are you in speaker mode tonight? We got you in speaker mode.
Andy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, from one Harold to another Harold, hello, my friend.
Yes, sir. How are you, my fellow Harold?
I'm excelente, excelente. You had mentioned, you know, master your craft. But, you know, do we ever really master our craft, because we have to keep working on ourselves every day to keep getting better?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would say that you can become a master of what it is that you do. However, it's easy to fall out of mastery if you don't continue the study process. So I agree with you 100%. It's like being in perfect shape. You could be in perfect physical shape, but it's not like you get the muscles, you shed the fat, you get the six-pack, and you're in this perfect shape, and you say, okay, I could quit going to the gym and eating good now. You have to actually maintain it. So mastery is not a destination to arrive at. Mastery is something that you have to maintain in order to keep it, because everything is ever-changing, including our own attitudes, personalities, and beliefs. So as the change continues to occur, and as the fourth dimension, you know, time is pulled into the equation, then we have to keep up with just the natural pull of time. And we have to maintain, continue to work, continue to grind, continue to grow, continue to work through our own prejudices, our own issues, our own afflictions, right? Our own self-esteem challenges and the way we see ourselves and self-belief, right? So I couldn't agree with you more, Mr. Pinson. And that we have to continue to work on ourselves. One thing, and just on that note, and if you're writing notes, write this down, regression happens. Regression happens. Never feel like you arrived, because that's when you start to float backwards. We're never just there. We're never just that individual, unless you're ready to retire. And you're hanging up your hat. And I don't think anybody on call is ready to do that, is it? Right? And so continue to work on it, continue to grow, continue to work on it. You can become a master, but you got to maintain that mastery. And that takes effort, and it's effort that's absolutely worth it, because regression happens. And it's nothing like regressing from a place of from an amazing position, right, to something much less amazing. So, Mr. Pinson, thank you for that, and I hope that was helpful.
Oh, absolutely. You're an incredible man. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you, sir. I'm just trying to make the Heralds proud. I can't embarrass the name, sir.
Well, I believe both Heralds made us proud tonight. Mr. Harold Pinson, thank you for that. And Mr. Branch, thank you for being our special guest speaker tonight. You made Mr. Moore smile from heaven tonight. He thought the world of you, sir, and I'll be seeing you this next week and tell you in person. But thank you for always being there for us and our team. And if there's anything that we can do to return the favor, please let us know.
I sure will. Thank you, and it absolutely means the world. And I'm looking forward to some real big hugs from the Moore team.
We're good
when
at that.
I get out there next week.
I do want to remind everyone that next week our special guest speaker will be Mr. Demian Hill. Mr. Hill was actually Mr. Ken Moore's very final recruit that he had. He actually works in associate services at Legal Shield. He is at the director level now, but he's actually going to be singing our national anthem at our breakout, too. He's a very talented young man, so I think he'll do an outstanding job for us next week. But just like Mr. Moore always said, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield, and everything will work out just fine. Good night, everyone.